Yes, Dennis?
Why do you wear glasses?
Because my eyes are a little weak.
Does that come from too much reading?
Well, I guess that could have something to do with it.
You mean if you didn't read so much, it would be better for your eyes?
Guess you could say that.
Good. Then I won't ask you to read this.
Okay. What is it?
My report card.
Dennis. Not the phone bill.
It's right in there with the others. Try shuffling them again.
Hey, I see you bought yourself another new hat this month.
Well, I had to get something to go with your new golf bag.
Touché.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dear.
Hello, dear.
Hi, son.
What you making?
A cake.
Oh, boy. I hope it's chocolate with marshmallow icing and pineapples and cherries on top. You know, the kind I always get sick on.
I'm sorry, dear, but this cake isn't for us. It's for Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson? How come?
Oh, I just feel sorry for him all alone in that house.
Where's Mrs. Wilson?
She's gone back east for a while, dear.
Oh. When the cake's ready, can I take it over to Mr. Wilson?
You sound a little too anxious. I think it'd be safer if I did it myself.
That's right, son. You might stumble and get your face in it.
Good heavens, what was that?
And what kind of driving is that supposed to be?
You're not blaming me.
Mrs. Elkins, this is not England. Here, people are supposed to drive on the right side of the street. Or don't you know your right from your left?
Well, maybe you don't know that when a gentleman sees a lady coming, he ought to get out of the way.
Whether or not I am a gentleman is beside the point. The issue is, my headlight is busted.
Why tell me? I'm not a repairman.
Just a minute. This isn't settled yet.
It is, as far as I'm concerned. And don't try to tell me it was my fault. After all, I've been in enough accidents to know who was to blame.
I'm warning you, madam. This isn't settled yet.
Pish tush. Miss Wilson, are you home?
No, I'm not.
But you answered me.
All right, Dennis. I'll give you exactly 10 seconds. Yep, time's up.
But I'm not in yet.
I know. That was just a gentle hint that I'm very busy.
Hey, I saw that run-in you had with Mrs. Elkins a little while ago.
Oh, that impossible woman. She ran smack into me.
Hey, look at all those feathers. Boy, what's all this?
Those are some things I picked up last year in the jungles of Haiti. My magazine wanted an article on witchcraft. Now, if you don't mind.
Witchcraft? Boy, that sounds spooky. What's this? Did you play with dolls when you were in Haiti?
That is a voodoo doll, Dennis. Witch doctors use them to cause unpleasant things to happen to people they don't like.
Yeah? How?
Well, for example, if a witch doctor wanted to put a hex on some disagreeable person, say, like, Mrs. Elkins.
Mrs. Elkins?
Yes, this doll would represent Mrs. Elkins. The witch doctor would stick this pin in it, close his eyes, and say, Abagoo, Abagoo, Pula, Batoni.
What would that do?
Oh, there's no telling. Something awful might happen to her. She might even disappear.
Gee, I bet you know a lot about witch doctors.
Oh, you bet I do. I lived for 3 days with a witch doctor. He told me everything he knew.
Golly.
Now, suppose this doll represented you, Dennis, and I wanted to make you disappear. Abagoo. Abagoo.
Okay, I'm going.
Here's the only doll I can find.
This'll do okay, I guess. Now, where did I put that pin? Oh, yeah, here.
That's all you need. Just a doll and a pin?
Yeah. First, you stick the pin in, like this. Then you close your eyes and say the magic words. Abagoo, abagoo.
Hey, Dennis, who are we putting this hex on?
Hey, that's right. Do you know anybody that you want to make disappear?
How about Jimmy Peters? He's a wise guy.
Okay. Abagoo, abagoo.
No, wait. He owes me a nickel. I don't want him to disappear until I get it.
Come on, we gotta think of somebody. Uh-oh, here comes that dumb old Margaret.
Go ahead, try it on her.
Okay. First, we stick the pin in. Abagoo, abagoo, boulamoo, baloney.
Disappear.
I bet even a real witch doctor couldn't get rid of that dumb old Margaret.
I hear my name mentioned. Don't you know it's impolite to talk about people behind their backs?
Oh, we weren't talking behind your back, Margaret. You were coming straight at us.
Well, since when do boys start playing with dolls?
This is a voodoo doll, Margaret, and you don't know how close it came to making you disappear.
Ha, ha, ha. Where'd you get that nonsense?
From Mr. Wilson, that's who.
Tell her what he's doing to Mrs. Elkins because she ran into him.
He's putting a hex on her. Mr. Wilson knows all about witch doctor stuff.
What's he doing to her?
I don't know, but a witch doctor can make anything happen.
Hey, let's go see Mrs. Elkins and find out.
Yeah, come on.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, if you think it's so silly, what are you tagging along for?
I just want to see you when you find out how stupid you are.
Well, children, you still haven't told me the reason for your visit.
They've been too busy eating.
Well, Dennis?
Has anything bad happened to you today, Mrs. Elkins?
Tommy!
Bad? I should say so. Ever since she got up this morning, this has been a terrible day for her.
What happened?
Well, first she broke one of her best china plates, and then she cut her finger, and then her cat scratched her.
What made your cat do that, Mrs. Elkins?
Well, I don't know. She never did anything like that before. I don't know what got into her. Why are you staring at me like that?
Who, us? What are you telling, Dennis? That new Mr. Wilson put a hex on you.
A hex?
Now, Tommy, I'll have to tell her. Well, Mr. Wilson stuck a pin in a voodoo doll, and something bad might be happening to you today.
Now, what kind of ridiculous talk is that?
Oh, it isn't ridiculous talk, Mrs. Elkins. Mr. Wilson knows all about being a witch doctor.
A witch doctor?
Yeah, he lived with one in Haiti. And he learned all about voodoo and putting hexes on people.
Now, that's enough of that. I don't find this sort of talk at all amusing. For goodness sake, Lucy, you better do something about those cats. Sounds like somebody put a hex on them. Will everybody please stop talking about hexes? As if there were such a thing. Buff!
Tabby! Stop that!
Witch doctor! What? Gracious, Lucy, you might have been hurt.
Jeepers, it's really working.
Stop it all. It's absurd. That man's no more a witch doctor than I am. Is he, Tinkerbell?
Wow! That cat must know something. They pal around with witches, you know.
Oh, that's enough. Children, you'll have to run along now. Thank you for coming, and goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Elkins. Elkins.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Carrie, you don't believe that man Wilson had anything to do with all this, do you?
Well, after all, Lucy, you did smash up his car, and
He warned you he'd do something about it. Well, something is making all these things happen.
Oh, it's too ridiculous. I refuse to be intimidated. Maybell. Say, what do you know about that Mr. Wilson? Well, I'm beginning to wonder about him. Strange things have been happening.
Well, thank you, Alice. Oh, my, that looks delicious.
You've been working so hard on that magazine article of yours, I thought you deserved a nice home-baked cake.
Oh, that was very thoughtful of you.
Oh, and if you have any trouble finishing it, I'm sure Dennis will be happy to help you. As a neighborly gesture, of course.
I'm sure he will. Oh, and speaking of neighbors, I've been thinking about giving a little party so I could meet some of your nice neighbors.
Oh, what a good idea.
And I wondered if you and Henry would act as co-hosts and help with the invitation list?
Of course, we'd love to.
Oh, I had intended doing this much sooner, but I've been so busy writing my next magazine article.
Yes, Dennis tells me you're quite an expert on voodoo. In fact, he thinks you're something of a witch doctor.
Well, he was rather impressed with the paraphernalia I've collected.
He certainly was.
Incidentally, I have some film and recorded tribal ceremonials and rituals. I could show those at the party if you think the guests would be interested in such things.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
And that gives me another idea. We could send out the invitations with little voodoo dolls attached.
Mr. Wilson, I think you have a little Elsa Maxwell in you.
Yeah.
Well, I'd better be going.
Just a minute. I'll walk out with you. When you arrived, I was just going out to sweep up the glass from that accident this morning. I forgot all about it. I don't want anyone to cut a tire on it.
You'll invite Mrs. Elkins to your party, of course.
Well, of course. You can't have a witch doctor party without a witch. Now.
Thank you. Now, you let us know just as soon as you need us to help with the arrangements.
Thanks again, Alice.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
He ran out and put a hex on my tire.
Why, my goodness. Why, Lucy Elkins was right.
Oh, yes, he's a witch doctor for sure. He even had a broom.
A broom? Well, I never. Carol, I'll call you right back. I've got to tell Hazel about this.
And I checked all the addresses for you.
Oh, splendid, Alice. I appreciate your helping me with the guest list. And now I'd better see about getting some voodoo dolls to go along with the invitations. Do you have a five and dime store handy?
Well, Smalley's is the closest.
Can I go with you, Mr. Wilson? I'll show you where it is.
All right, Dennis. Thank you.
Sounds like you're going to have a real swell party.
When John Wilson gives a party, it's a real...
Wingding.
Wingding. That's the word. And a rooty-toot-toot.
Hasn't been the same since he stuck a pin in that voodoo doll.
And he seemed like such a nice man.
Looks can be deceiving, Mr. Smalley.
He's a witch doctor, all right. Why, yesterday in the market, he just looked at Amy Putnam and she got the hives.
Oh, Amy Putnam can get the hives just looking at strawberries.
But she wasn't looking at strawberries. She was buying lamb chops.
Speak of the devil.
Good morning.
Hi, Mr. Smalley.
Hello, Dennis.
I want to buy some dolls.
Dolls?
Yes, small ones, about so.
You know, Mr. Smalley, like the kind you make into voodoo dolls.
Dennis, I wanted to keep that secret.
How many dolls do you want?
Well, let's see how many people I have to take care of. About a dozen. Better make it 15. I might decide to include someone else at the last minute.
They look like they were scared of something.
Mr. Wilson, I don't have $15 like you want on hand. I may have some in stock room. It'll take a little while.
Well, then I'll come back. You won't disappoint me, will you, Mr. Smalley?
Oh, no, no.
Mr. Wilson, are you going to send Mr. Smalley a doll, too? He's a neighbor.
Oh? Oh, are you a neighbor of mine, Mr. Smalley?
Who, me? Oh, no, sir. I live miles away.
When did you move?
Tomorrow.
What would Mr. Wilson be doing with $15?
Well, one sure thing, he isn't going to play Santa Claus. He's going to make voodoo dolls.
Voodoo dolls?
That's why we called you. Sergeant Mooney, 15 people are in mortal peril.
Don't you think you ladies are making a big fuss over nothing? Witch doctors. That's kid stuff.
You wouldn't say that if he tried to slam a window down on your head and turned your own cat against you.
What do you want me to do?
Investigate him. Arrest him.
I can't arrest the man just for dolls. All right, all right. The law must protect the community, all members of it. So I will look into the matter, lady.
That's what I want to play at the park.
Isn't that something?
Oh, that's fascinating. Don't teach me to complain about rock and roll.
That's key. But what are they doing?
Well, it's an ancient tribal ceremony. The warriors are being driven to a frenzy by the witch doctor before going into battle. This goes on all night. Let me show you. Now, the witch doctor puts on all these things. Like this. He wears a mask and a headdress and the gyrations he goes through.
Boy, I'm going to learn that kind of dancing.
You'll never get that in dancing school, my boy. I'll tell you what. Why don't you two sit down right over there, and I'll go through the whole ceremonial for you.
Good.
Boy, he sure knows a lot about witch doctors.
Dennis the Menace will return.
Oh, I think it's up to us to do something about it. Since we can't depend upon the police to act.
And after what you yourself saw yesterday.
But my hands are tied. I talked to the chief. And there's nothing in the book that says a man cannot entertain a tribe of headhunters in his own home if he wants to.
The nerve of that man sending people voodoo dolls and asking them to come to a party.
Have you got one of those voodoo dolls?
Right here.
Having a party Friday at 8. Lots of fun, so don't be late. RSVP.
My answer is a firm no.
I'm not going either.
I wouldn't go near that man's house.
Hadn't we better get Henry and Alice Mitchell on our side?
Oh, you know them. Living right next door, they're probably already taken in by him.
Here, you better take this.
Lucy, aren't you afraid to keep that doll around?
I've already been hexed. But who'll be next? That's the point.
Henry, there's something fishy going on. Everybody's calling up to say they're not coming to my party.
Well, that's strange. Hasn't anyone accepted?
Yes. You and Alice. Am I being deliberately snubbed for some reason?
I don't know why, John. I thought everyone was anxious to meet you. Okay, we'll see you tonight. So long, John.
Goodbye, Henry.
Isn't that something, though?
What's the matter?
Well, it looks like you and I are going to be the only guests at the party tonight.
You mean everybody's refusing to come?
But they can't do that to Mr. Wilson. He's going to a lot of trouble to have his party.
John sounded like he was taking it pretty hard.
Oh, the poor man. Well, this is dreadful.
It's not fair.
Where are you off to, son?
I'm going to see that he isn't disappointed. Mr. Wilson's going to have his party.
No sign of a party going on. Hope we've got the right night.
Oh, it's the right night, all right.
Well, I guess we cooked his goose. Serves him right, him and his black magic.
My goodness, who was that? That looked like little Jerry Spinks. What's he doing going into that awful man's house?
Well, there's no telling. I wonder how many other children he's got in there.
I better go and call Jerry's mother and Sergeant Mooney, too.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah!
Now, this is old Abatu, the chief of the tribe. I guess he didn't heed the warning to brush his teeth after every meal. Now, here's the native village. Notice the grass huts. You have to be very careful when you mow your lawn here, or you'll find yourself homeless.
Aren't the children fascinated?
Yes. It's a shame their parents didn't come. Threw me for a loop when Smalley told me why.
Hello, Mrs. Mitchell. Mrs. Elkin said all the kids in the neighborhood are here. What's going on inside?
Why don't you all come in and see?
Well, we've just come for our children.
Sergeant Mooney?
Hello, Mr. Mitchell.
Well, I see we have some more guests. I'm delighted that our adult neighbors decided to join the younger group. Come in. Come in. Now, this is the dreaded crocodile. Every year, these creatures take a countless toll of human lives. Now, these are the native warriors. These men are recognized as the bravest in the entire world. There are only two things they're afraid of: the crocodiles and their wives. The warriors' wives, that is, not the crocodiles.
I don't see anything wrong going on here.
And that concludes our little showing. For the benefit of those who came in late, that film was taken on my recent trip to Haiti, where I was gathering material for a magazine article on the subject of voodoo.
Which hardly makes him a witch doctor, does it, Mrs. Elkin?
And getting back to the subject of witch doctors, the witch doctor only is feared because of ignorance and superstition. The same things that set neighbor against neighbor and people against people all over the world.
Just like it happened in our neighborhood.
That's right. And now, if my co-host, Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell, will lead you to the dining room, I'm sure you'd all enjoy some refreshments. I hope there's enough to go around. Thanks to Dennis's little club meeting. There's a larger turnout than I expected.
Won't you join us, Mrs. Elkins?
Well, I guess I can stay for a minute.
You sure thought up a swell party, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I didn't think it up alone, Tommy. This was a case of two heads being better than one. Right, Dennis?
Yeah, and with all that ice cream in there, right now I'm thinking two tummies would be better than one.
I'll lend you mine. Come on, children, come on.
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of...